Once again, the city of Columbus has upped its summer policing efforts in neighborhoods identified as having high crime. Police call these areas hotspots and send in extra officers and specialty units to try to control shootings, burglaries, and drug dealing. But WOSU's Esther Honig reports some residents want to end this summer policing program known as the Community Safety Initiative, or the CSI.
Columbus is organized, y'all!
The woman you hear with the bullhorn, that's Tammy Alsada, a local organizer for the People's Justice Project, speaking at a protest for Henry Green earlier this summer. Green was shot by two plainclothed police officers working in the summer police program. They say he refused to drop a gun, but eyewitnesses say Green had not broken the law and was shot before he could comply. That day, Alsada joined religious and community leaders to say Green's death was part of a systemic problem.
The only way I can describe it is under occupation.
As summer temperatures increase, so do crime rates, namely shootings and homicides. In 2005, the increase in summer patrols started as a way to combat that. Alsada says for the people who live in these neighborhoods, summer policing has always meant the same thing.
They go into community to take guns off the streets and to identify gang members and illegal activity. But I liken it, and most community people liken it to a setup in your community.
Police say they use neighborhood input and crime stats to identify so-called hotspots. Each year at the height of summer, additional police officers from other precincts, some with little inner-city experience, are sent to patrol these zones. And at times, to avoid detection, officers in the CSI will patrol in plain clothes and unmarked cars. Alsada says that's earned them a nickname, the Jump Out Boys.
Stories started raising to the surface about police unlawful searches and seizures, police pulling up in unmarked cars, jumping out on young groups of young black men, throwing them to the ground.
Year after year, they focus on areas within the same neighborhoods, the Hilltop, Linden, and the South Side. And at the end of every summer, police report the number of arrests and drugs and guns taken off the streets. Alsada says those stats don't mean much.
I know that arrest is arrest. We need to know how many convictions were had. How many of those arrests were lawful arrests? How many of those searches and seizures were lawful?
For a program that costs more than $500,000 a year, there's no analysis on how it impacts these neighborhoods. Commander Gary Cameron has worked on the CSI for the last decade and says they rely on crime rates for the city as a whole.
As our community expands, as our city gets larger, our crime rates are staying relatively the same, and that's a good thing. That's effectiveness.
According to reports by Columbus Police, robberies are down in recent years, but murder and aggravated assault have fluctuated. A 2015 community survey by police found that more than 60% of residents think the summer police program does not improve the level of safety in their neighborhood. 70% want police to work harder to create relationships with residents. Cameron says in the last year, CPD has worked to improve relations more than ever.
Go to recreation centers, interact with children, or just park your car and get out and stop and talk to people.
Cameron knows how the shooting of Henry Green has brought heavy criticism to the summer police program. He says their goal is to have CSI officers spend more than 50% of their time in uniform. But he says undercover patrols are still necessary to spot illicit activity.
I'm standing on Duxbury and Dresden Avenue, right across the street from the Lyndon McKinley High School. And I'm out here today talking to folks about how they feel having an increased police presence in their neighborhood during the summer.
A lot of the residents I talk to, like Marvin Williams, are in favor of the CSI.
I think it's fantastic, okay, because the more police presence we have, the more that people realize that, you know, law and order is going to be kept here in this neighborhood.
Many of the young people I spoke with expressed distrust for police, like 23-year-old Marquin Hood.
Jump Out Boys is like SWAT team, undercover tasks, and they go out to stop people who's doing drugs. But some of them, when they don't do drugs, they just be out walking, they just jump out on them for no reason.
Hood says the other day an officer came to hang out, watched a basketball game, and talked to residents. It reminded him that police and residents both want the same thing, justice. We'll look at possible alternatives to the Summer Safety Initiative this afternoon during All Things Considered here on 89.7. Esther Honig, WOSU News.